Blog Talk Radio.
Good and Sunday. How are you today? Well, this is the last show for 2017. And I'd like to ask, how was your year? Was it a good year for you? Did you a lot of good things happen to you? Or a not so good year. Either way, it's made it to this. I'm often reminded that no matter how much a year goes, how it goes, God is with us no matter what, to say the least. I'm sure it was interesting for a lot of you. How many that wonderful experiences, struggles, maybe you got that job you wanted, maybe you transitioned, maybe you able to buy a house or some long lost relative. Some of you may have been up here, even job loss, maybe some deaths in the family, or some of your loved ones or something. You know, you may be struggling with things, a lot of things in your life. But just remember, God, those of us who know Christ, God is not forsaken. You know, He never fails. So call on Him whenever you're reminded of it. Also, that the Lord is helping us and teaching me not to be afraid. 23rd Psalm comes. Also, and as this year winds, we all have dreams and ideas that we had at the beginning of the year. Have you fulfilled them? Have you fulfilled them? Or have some things just kind of fallen by the wayside? Maybe, like us, maybe God, maybe you had one thing, God might have had another thing. I mean, that does happen. Yes, I remind you that no matter how big a situation is, God is with us. Jesus, during his time, he didn't live in great times. Remember, Israel was under Roman rule. There was a lot of oppression. But yet God gave Jesus a ministry, touched many lives, and he was victorious. And many people came to know him. You have the apostles. Isn't it Holy Spirit after his resurrection? How many of you made your own discovery? How many of you came out today being open about your true sexuality, your gender identification? It happens every day. And I congratulate those who acknowledge it. And I just pray that so a lot of things will change. And they will see. I think one good thing I've seen is people have become engaged into resolving some of these issues that come to the end of housing, immigration reform. And some of you may not have been engaged earlier in the year, but now that you are engaged, some of you have been reading up for things and have a better understanding of who your neighbor really is. I think one thing you do any year and going through 2 years is to talk about a neighbor. I also pray that, during these times, people will not be discouraged. Personally, I find these very exciting times. Reading other people's lives, being able to help others, being able to share with others, however, no encouragement. or challenging, you know, changing, making changes. That's what Jesus did during his ministry. But he challenged people to live a life, a different kind of life, you know, a life of joy and happiness. It's by what they're surrounded with. And this, I believe this is the lesson that Jesus sees us. You know, it isn't so much what our surroundings are, it's so much as what are we in our heart, what are we in our hearts, you know. Are we going to let His Spirit control us, give us the divine victory, or are we going to let bitterness, fear, and anger grow us? And I just think at this time, you know, it's so we can show others that we can be victorious in a way, or that we can be in a grand way. Where you're led to be, where you are, where you're surfing it. One of the, my own discoveries is as I go deeper into it, you know, I see a greater need. Sure, many of you can remember how you were at the beginning of the year and where you are now. You know, have you grown? Have you discovered new things? Have you challenged yourself? Trying new things? Have you, and there are roadblocks involved. There will be roadblocks involved. God is with us, and so we smooth out that rough road. And as here, both of us, you know, bring me to a no longer with us. And it's so important to be thankful for each and every day. In other words, I want to say, you know, thank you, Lord, for every day. Being thankful for what you have, and a roof over your head, and have a job, you have food. You know, you really are. So, I wished earlier this year, how many thought that some things that were really important, are they still important to you? Or did you realize that it wasn't all that important to begin with? Now, I think it happens in everybody's life, and that is a good point in everybody's life. But it does happen. Go on in life, you know, they learn to change. You find out that there are a lot of things like that really aren't worth getting aggravated by. You know, we can't control how other people behave. You know, we control how we behave, and we can also control how we react and how you react. You know, I pray that many of you have got wisdom, full wisdom, year has gone on. You know, even in my mind, that's something that's very needed these times. Also, we at this time we have an influence on you. So you may have an influence in life. You may not ever know it. So you'd be surprised. You know, that's something that should never be taken lightly. You know, it's something that what you think about it, you know, it's created us, you know, we're all different. You know, we all bring different things to the table. We all bring different talents, we all bring different gifts. But nevertheless, this is important. One is greater than the other. So we thank God for those gifts that we have. You know, what remember, you know, there's one you. There's nobody exactly like you. You are your own individual. God can use you in a way that you can never use. You know, Skype, so I can remind my friends, brothers, and sisters, gay and lesbian, my sisters, and this, you know, God loves you just like anybody else. Christian, being a trans or gay or lesbian or gender non-conforming, you know, that's part of what God's plan is. So God did that. I've mentioned many times, God knew you are completely born. God knew you were going to be, which now it's sad that the way the world reacted to it, pretty sad, but look at the way he's doing his ministry. You know, supposedly I'd like to say is this year rings out. I'd like to give thanks to God, give thanks to you. You know, those of you list, you know, I just give thanks to you for and I'm just thankful for all the people who touched my life for me. And I like to wish everyone a happy and a prosperous new year. And those of you who are in those sites, be alone, you know, have to, you know, join them. Have to, you know, you have to come to you and bring them out to dinner. Or go to a music service. Or just be in their company, yeah. It's going to be, you know, I'm signing off. And I'd like to thank you. God bless you. Amen.